And suddenly it's a success story for local soccer. With Sheffield United beating Liverpool on Monday night, it was the turn last night of Rotherham United and Chesterfield to win through to the third round of the League Cup. And tonight, while Sheffield United entertain their World Cup guests from Argentina, Sheffield Wednesday make their bid for League Cup honours. But last night belonged to our two other third division sides, with Rodney Fern and Steve Kamak scoring the goals for Chesterfield in their fine 2-1 win at Orient. At Millmore, Rotherham United performed their giant killing act with a 3-1 win over Arsenal. And according to Richard Finney, who scored Rotherham's third goal last night, and whose hat-trick over Hartlepool gave them the tie against Arsenal in the first place, said that the night had gone according to plan.
Well, I think we all thought we could win. We know that we just had to play our football. No good battling away and not playing football. We'd got to play football.
And they took a 7th-minute lead. What was your feeling then?
Well, it's funny. On the field, we'd just had an attack, and it broke back and came down, and they just, you know, they just knocked one in. But as soon as we equalised, you know, you felt as though it was our night.
And the second goal came quickly afterwards, and both goals from headers.
Yeah, well, all three were headers in the 6-yard box. Which doesn't say a lot, you know. It's good play on our part, definitely.
And the first goal coming from David Guider, who outjumped the Arsenal defence all through the night, didn't he?
Yeah, played great, Dave. Well, every one of the lads did well, did the job.
And John Green hit the second.
Yeah, oh, great header.
Rotherham United then, back with a 1-1 position. As the court of free kick comes through, it's a goal! Rotherham are taking the lead for John Green! After the free kick from Dave Smith, this is unbelievable, just after Guider's equaliser. Rotherham United are doing sensational things. They've played fine football all the way. The second headed goal they produced in just a couple of minutes with John Green getting it from the free kick.
And what about the third one? Tell us about that.
Well, it was a cross from Mark Rhodes from a free kick, which John Green did very well to get at the far post, just outside the 6-yard box. And it dropped down, and Dave Guider hooked it over his head and hit the crossbar. And just dropped and bounced up, and I was there.
Rotherham United giving as good as they're getting from Arsenal in the second half, and of course still 2-1 in the lead as this free kick is about to be taken by Trevor Phillips. He's leaving it now for Mark Rhodes, as he knows. In fact, Phillips and Rhodes both over the ball there. It's Phillips who takes it to the far post. The head's coming, it's John Green, he gets up to it. It's backheader, back flick by Guider. It's out on the run, it's Finney! Richard Finney has scored, knocking it over the line with his head. Rotherham United can beat Arsenal because they are leading by 3-1. After the free kick on the right, hit the bar with an overhead kick, it came down, and Finney, from about 2 or 3 yards, headed the ball over the line, and Millmore goes wild. It's the second upset, surely, in 2 nights in South Yorkshire. Rotherham United 3, Arsenal 1.
Alan Biggs, the commentator there, and he's now on his way to Villa Park, where Sheffield Wednesday have their League Cup tied this evening.